The view from the top. Absurdly opulent offices defy the market's gloom.
It is lunchtime at One Vanderbilt, a new office tower which juts out of midtown Manhattan. The building's vast basement kitchen hums as harried staff in chef's white sleep in and out of swing doors. Upstairs, gourmet salads and soup are served in the lounge overlooking Grand Central Station. A sit-down restaurant offers foie gras, grilled scallops and other dishes from Daniel Boulou, a celebrity chef. There is not a soggy Al Desco sandwich in sight. Across the rich world, the commercial property industry is in a grim state. Tenants have come to terms with the fact that working from home is here to stay and are downsizing appropriately. In cities such as Hong Kong, London and Paris, vacancy rates have hit record highs. Another indicator of the darkening mood is that global investment in offices last year fell by 42%, compared with a 28% drop for property as a whole. A recent paper by Arpit Gupta of New York University and Vrinda Mittal and Stein von Neuerberg of Columbia University forecast that offices in New York could lose almost 40% of their value between 2019 and 2029, equivalent to $453 billion. Yet One Vanderbilt, a 93-story skyscraper with a sparkling Hall of Light observatory at its top, is among a spate of new trophy properties and renovated buildings offering interiors and services akin to those at elite private members' clubs. Last year, tenants in Manhattan signed deals for 6.1 million square feet, that's 566,709 square meters of high-end office space, double the amount the year before, according to JLL, a property firm. The luxurious turn was underway before the pandemic, but accelerated as companies found themselves in competition with home offices. If a firm needs space for only half its workers each day, it can pay more per square foot. The picture at the top of the commercial property market is therefore very different to the misery in the lower echelons. Although New York is home to the most opulent new builds, extravagant offices are appearing in other global cities too. In London, 105 Victoria Street's owners are adding 30,000 square feet of green space, the equivalent of 14 tennis courts, including an urban farm and a walk-and-talk track. Merdeka 118, a skyscraper under construction in Kuala Lumpur, will boast one of the world's loftiest observation decks. Before the pandemic, desks accounted for around 60% of office space, according to Cushman & Wakefield, a property consultancy. Things have changed considerably. New and refurbished offices are using half that space for workstations and raising the share dedicated to amenities from 5% to 20%. Meditation rooms, bike storage, showers, outdoor spaces and other treats are now de rigueur.